Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. The central person of the Bible is Jesus Christ. Everything that occurred before his birth pointed toward him, and that which has transpired after his ascension points back to him. Many had much to say about him. The Old Testament prophets foretold of him. John the Baptist prepared the way for his coming. The apostles and early evangelists preached Christ and him crucified. But what did Jesus say of himself? And what did he acknowledge regarding his identity? We do not suggest that what he said is more important than what inspired writers of the Bible have testified concerning him, because their testimony and the word of Jesus came from the same divine source. But it is interesting to learn how the Lord Jesus presented himself to the world. From what he has said, we get a better understanding of his nature. Jesus referred to himself as the Son of God. He also called himself the Son of Man. Some have counted and say that Jesus called himself the Son of Man some 81 times, more than any other one designation. Matthew 16:13 is one example. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And by this designation, he confesses his humanity and identifies himself with the human family by showing he understands and sympathizes with the life of the human being. After all, Galatians 4:4, he was born of a woman. He was fashioned as a man, Philippians 2 and verse 8. He was not ashamed to call other people his brethren, Hebrews 2 and verse 11. He was a partaker of flesh and blood, Hebrews 2 and verse 14. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham, Hebrews 2 and verse 16. He readily accepted the designation of the Son of God. Twice the Father is recorded to have confessed him as his Son, in Matthew 3 and Matthew 17. And after Jesus had called himself the Son of Man, he accepted Peter's confession that he was the Christ, the Son of God, Matthew 16:16. And when he was standing before his accusers, the judges asked him, "Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am," Mark 14:61 and 62. A similar admission was made before Pilate in Matthew 27. And accepting this identification caused some of his enemies to accuse him of blasphemy. But it is evident that Jesus recognized himself as God's only begotten Son. And because Jesus was both humanity and deity, he became the one mediator between God and man, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5. He is qualified to be our high priest, Hebrews 4:14. And by this dual nature, he became the only avenue of approach to God, John 14:6. Why, his very name, Emmanuel, means God with us, Matthew 1:23. And John wrote in John 1:14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So Jesus is the Son of Man. Jesus acknowledged he's the Son of God. Jesus recognized that he was the mediator between God and man. And furthermore, Jesus regarded himself as a preacher. It has been said, and correctly so, that God had but one Son, and he was a preacher. In Mark 1 and verse 33, "And he said unto them, Let us go into the next town, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth." Now a preacher is a herald. He's a proclaimer of a message. Jesus preached a message of authority. In Mark 1, verse 22, "And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes." He, like all preachers, told a message of glad tidings, Romans 10 and verse 16. "And how shall they preach except they be sent? And it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Dearly beloved, the Lord Jesus came into the world with an announcement from God, a truth never before heard in its fullness, that salvation was provided and fellowship between humanity and deity was offered. And like some who went to seize him but heard him and later confessed, "Never man spake like this man." No, there never has been a greater preacher. Oh, yes, there had been great preachers prior to Christ. There was Noah, who was a preacher of righteousness. There was Jonah. He was most effective at Nineveh, was he not? Even Solomon was known as a preacher, known for his wisdom and fame. But the greatness of Jesus surpassed them all. In Matthew 12, 41 and 42, "The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she shall come from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here." Jesus was a great preacher, not only because of who he was, but also because of the message that he preached. His message was a divinely given proclamation from God to man. John 17:16, Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me." And again he spoke in John 8, verse 26, "I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him." Again from John 8, "But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things." Look at John 12 and verse 50. "Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." So he did not preach human opinions and philosophies and theories, airing doubts and weaving fine-spun and fanciful imaginative theologies. He proclaimed God's indisputable, unanswerable, and eternal truth, insisting that people not only hear it, but also give heed to it. And among the subjects he taught was his kingdom. In Matthew 4 and verse 23, Jesus went about all Galilee, and what was he doing? Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Friend, the kingdom of God, which is the Lord's church, is God's society of people on earth who have been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus summoned people to accept God's will and his citizenship in God's spiritual kingdom. That's where salvation is. Through Christ, God's love was reaching out to recover the lost and the hopeless and the helpless, the doomed and damned human race. And even as he warned of God's wrath against sin and the evildoer, he told of God's offer to pardon all who would come to him through Christ. The preaching of Christ, it also included the command to repent, did it not? He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," Matthew 4, 17. Again in Luke 13:3, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Yes, Jesus preached baptism also in order to be saved. Both faith and baptism were mentioned as conditions for salvation in Mark 16:16. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be damned." Now sometimes people say, "It didn't say he that believeth not and is baptized not shall be damned." Why, friend, it would have been nonsensical for Christ to have added, "and is baptized not." All you have to do to be damned is don't believe. And those that don't believe, they don't worry about baptism or repentance or worship or righteous living or anything else. Non-belief, that will condemn the soul. Are you interested, however, in salvation? He said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Do you know that there are denominational clergymen that will dare get before people and will teach, "He that believeth and is not baptized shall be saved"? They've got a knot in their tail that Jesus did not have in the message that he preached. Yes, Christ preached repentance. Christ preached baptism. He also preached about man. The great preaching of this great preacher included divine truths regarding man's lost condition and his own mission to the world to save, the coming of God's kingdom. He talked about God's love and God's gift of his Son and God's gift of salvation and God's terms of pardon. He also preached of God's wrath against evil and his warnings to the disobedient. But Jesus also regarded himself as a prophet. When we're studying about these things as to what Jesus said about himself, and when he was speaking of himself, he said, "A prophet is not without honor save in his own country and his own house." Now, a prophet is both a forth-teller and a foreteller. He predicts and he proclaims. He is one who is very close to God, within the counsels of God, one to whom the mind of God has been revealed, and one who speaks for God. Well, Jesus considered himself a teacher, as did most of those who were associated with him. And he offered, accepted the address of rabbi, which simply means a great one or an exalted teacher. Such a term was usually reserved by the Jews for the wisest and most prominent teachers among them. But six times Jesus is called by this word, sometimes translated master. It is used with reference to one who leads others in the paths of virtue and righteousness, one who is in charge and has authority to guide. More than 60 other times Jesus is called a teacher or said to be teaching. All kinds of people called him a teacher, such as his own disciples, friends and foes, Pharisees, Sadducees, people who sought his help, as well as those who wanted to learn the truth from him. And Jesus taught in all kinds of places and all kinds of circumstances, such as in the temple, in the synagogues, in the cities, in the villages, on the open way. He taught by the seaside. He taught from a boat, around a table, in a mountain, on the streets, in the upper room. Why, when you study the life of Jesus, you are left with the impression that more people would have recognized him by the term teacher than probably any other designation. When the disciples were sent to prepare the last Passover, they were told to simply say, "The Master, the Teacher, saith," and that would suffice to identify who wanted the room. While there are additional ways that Jesus identified himself or allowed himself to be identified, but this will be sufficient to provoke within us an enlarged respect for him, which is the goal of this study. We recognize that he was human, but he is divine, the Son of God, the Son of Man. He was a preacher of God's will, a prophet, a teacher, and what is so important to us all, our mediator and high priest. What Jesus knew of himself is important, but it is also important that we recognize him for who he really is. The question was once asked, "What think ye of Christ?" And again it was asked, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Friend, each of us must inquire concerning our own regard of Jesus. Whether we are saved or shall remain among the lost depends upon how we consider him, not just what he knew of himself. And once recognizing that his identifications of himself are true, we must believe in him, and we must obey him in repentance and confession of our faith in him, and be baptized into him for the remission of sins, and then we will glorify God for who Jesus was, for who Jesus is. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.